proclamation number 7292 dated the February 24, 1959. Blind faith and dead Christianity. It is difficult to convince people of the fact that I cannot be satisfied with the formality, and by formality I mean the following of human traditions and customs, which are totally worthless, precisely because they are only a habit, an adopted heritage which is a mere pretense and therefore cannot be pleasing to me. For I want truth, a living Christianity. I want people to follow eagerly and be alive themselves, for I will never be able to appreciate or approve of that which is dead. And dead is everything people acquire or adopt from their fellow human beings without first having seriously formed an opinion of it themselves. If therefore a person was taught to accept a certain point of view, he is, as soon as he is able to think, duty bound to deliberate on it, and only what he accepts or rejects of his own free will are his own thoughts, for the use of which he will have to justify himself. But he will also have to justify himself for blind faith. Such faith can never be credited to him as pleasing to God, for I cannot condone that everything is thoughtlessly and unhesitatingly believed, and that the human being himself does not scrutinize anything he is expected to believe. And neither will he ever be able to claim that teachers had instructed him in such ways, for he is, seeing that he can think for himself, in a position to think about what he is demanded to believe. And if he seriously wants to discover the truth, his thoughts will also be guided correctly. But most people lack this serious will. Hence they thoughtlessly accept everything and then live in the belief that they are true Christians as long as they don't reject the religious doctrines regarding Jesus Christ. But what they possess is a far cry from faith, for a faith that is of value before my eyes must be alive and can only be gained through a serious attitude. But where can this be found? People are often satisfied with a one-time instruction in their youth, which they then take along into adult life and believe that this knowledge is enough and that they have no further responsibility towards a God and Creator. How very mistaken they are, and how empty they will stand before me one day when I demand accountability for their life on earth. Yet they cannot be convinced of their wrong thinking, or they would make an effort to gain insight and with a living spirit also deal with the hitherto dead knowledge they possess. There are only a few who are not satisfied and search in order to find the truth. And these few will indeed find it because they inwardly search for me myself, the eternal truth itself. But all people would be able to search, for all people are able to think, and every serious thought would lead them to the right path of their search, for then I myself will already be prepared to stretch out my hands and draw everyone desiring enlightenment out of the dark into the light. However, as long as a person does not realize that he is on the wrong path, he will not look around in search of the right path either. And people believe that they take the correct path because they are persuaded to believe it by leaders who have not yet found the right path themselves. And thus it remains up to every individual person himself, but indirectly every individual will be helped time and again. He will be mentally admonished to reflect and to ask himself how he will fare when he must justify himself before me. And if he remains in silence for a while after such inner questions, I will also answer them, for I only require him to turn to me consciously. Then I will never leave his side until he is on the right path of looking for me, and then he will also most certainly find me. Amen.